Every night I lay in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
Okay, welcome back to episode 5 from the dock. We're going to actually be filming these from the dock now because the weather's getting really nice. We've been like not the best with recording these every week. It's actually been really hard. Andy texts me like recording a podcast tonight. And then we just like our days just get like so busy and we're just like dead tired and we have like no energy for it, I guess.
Yeah,
and
I think it's funny too. Like even us trying to record this today, it's like this is our third attempt. Okay, so it's just, you know, we overthink things instead of just like all right, setting it in a calendar, schedule, and having a routine. Which kind of brings us to the podcast and what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about morning routines and the importance in having a structure in your morning and your routine, and you know, something I've kind of always really believed in the last like 8 or 9 years. I've kind of been forced, you know, when I worked in the restaurant to wake up early and get stuff done really, really fast. Mm-hmm. And then if I'd got stuff done really, really fast, the rest of my day would be easier, you know? So I kind of adapted from waking up early and going into the restaurant into just translating it into daily life and, you know, putting on my armor and getting prepared and mentally getting ready for the day. Mm-hmm. So me, myself, I'm more of like a 4 o'clock, 4:30, 4:45 sometimes if I hit a snooze button, to be honest. You know, 4:45 person. My goal was to be down the stairs, get my coffee on, and out the door and at the gym by 5 o'clock. This gives me enough time to get to the gym and get a workout in and then come back. And I like to get into a little bit of reading. Also, I like to get a shower. I like to get everything done by 6:30 so I can get the kids situated, and at that time my wife kind of picks up into her morning routine, and it kind of complements each other really well. And the importance is a couple different things that we'd like to hit on in the morning, and my routine is a little bit different than her routine, so I want her to tell you what her routine is first.
I was gonna say too, I didn't want to cut you off, but watching you do that for however long, you know, because I was not into the whole morning routine thing. First of all, I was never like a morning person ever. But then when we had Declan, you know, of course I became a morning person. I had no choice. And I remember, of course, like those, that first year, like, you know, the routine I had with him was no big deal. But then, you know, I realized, quickly realized like I needed time for myself and I couldn't just like, it wasn't enough for just nap time or whenever he was napping. Like I felt like I was constantly chasing the day. So I was like really inspired by him and how he did his morning routine. He would, like he said, get up, like do his workout, like kind of hit all the important things that he needed to. And then his mindset was like great for the day. And I just remember like you just seemed like so much more energetic and, you know, just better person. Like when you weren't like scrambling throughout the day of like, oh God, when can I get my workout in? And for me, like my morning routine has definitely varied, because again, being a mom and then having Finn, like having kids, I feel like it just changes.
Yeah,
so
it's important because they're seasons, right?
Yeah.
Your routine's going to shift.
And I feel like men and women, and this is definitely a good topic, like men, I feel like they always, it might shift, but like in like a mindset or a challenge way, but like women, we shift because of the season that we're in for sure. And you too, but you know, season of like having babies and like, okay, it's not the right time to like get up and crush a workout right away. Like you were just up like with the baby all night. Like there's definitely different seasons, but I do feel like as a mom and like, you know, it doesn't have to be for you, but I do feel like as a mom getting up before your kids, even if you start with like a half hour, it makes such a difference for you to come down. Like I come down in the morning at least an hour before the kids, probably 45 minutes. I used to be better. I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. But now it's probably about 45 minutes. I get up, I come down, have my coffee, I sit down and I do my Bible study. So that's like my time, me time to kind of like wake up, number one, and kind of just like have the mindset of like, okay, this is a new day. I usually do some deep breathing. And just have my coffee, I make my shake, and I really just relax until the kids get up and just kind of get into a good mindset.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand too, like if you, when you start like going down the rabbit hole of reading like all these different books mm-hmm. of all these different gurus and all these different specialists, they all tell you, do this, do this, do this, do this, yeah. do this, do this. And then when you try to cram it, then your morning routine is like stressful. You're like, oh yes. shit, I didn't get my meditation. Oh, I yeah. didn't get this done. I didn't get this in. And right. it's important that it has to fit you, mm-hmm. has to fit your lifestyle, and has to fill your cup. It has mm-hmm. to be things that...
And your personality and how you are.
Right. It has to build you up. It has to energize you, right? And it has to prepare you for battle, pretty much is yeah. what I kind of take on it. And I think you focus on, you know, a couple of the pillars, and you know, it's the physical side of things,
right? Physical, mental. Know, I guess nutrition, right? And then spiritual. Mm-hmm. And then last should always be business. Like last thing should be business, you know. Yeah. You should never be waking up. I know people, so many people have like the habit of right rolling out of bed or checking their emails or doing that, but that should be the last thing that you do.
Yeah. I think it's important mm-hmm. to understand that, you know, if you start answering emails and stuff like that at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, you're now also showing your clientele or who you're responding to that you're responsive at anytime. 5 or 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one guy on our team, team leader Devin, he always talks about how, you know, any type of emails, any type of communication can be done between 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Like that's protected time. Right. So also what's protected time for you and yourself is that morning up to like 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. It's super duper protective and no one should control that but yourself. Mm-hmm. And you should choose what you want to put in them slots, you know, to make you the best version of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like, you know, focusing on like what, like he said, like what's most important to you and what do you want to get done that would make you feel like your best self? You know, if it's just like getting up like me and having coffee and sitting there and doing your Bible app and maybe listening to a podcast for like 10 minutes, like that's fine. But maybe, you know, cause I used to, and I would like to get, you know, I have baby steps towards my new morning routine. But I used to get a workout in, before the kids would get up or at least like, yeah, once you got home from the gym, like I would do a workout. I haven't been doing that. I've usually been hitting it when Finn goes for his first nap, then I'll do, you know, then I will do my workout. Mm-hmm. It really just depends. I'll kind of decide like the night before though, like when I'm going to do that. But that's like what's most important is you want to have structure and you want to be able to know exactly when you're going to do that and not deviate from it. Right. Because we get distracted all day long, especially me. And I actually was just talking on my Instagram stories about this today about how I've been feeling so stressed out because the list of to-dos is like way too long because I'm not hitting them on a daily basis. So that's something as a mom or even a husband to like knock off something off your list in the morning too, to like get ahead, like, okay, fold that laundry that's in the dryer, you know, in the morning, at least one task, right? So you can feel good about going into your day.
Yeah. I think too, it's super daunting if you have like this gigantic list. So how can you like chop that list up throughout the day too as well? Or how can you put a little bit of structure behind it? Like, let's say mm-hmm. I throw the clothes in the wash at night. I throw them in the dryer in the morning, in the middle of the day, or at the end of the day, I fold them. Like if you have like mm-hmm. structure for you to try to throw something in, dry it, and fold it all within a couple hours, it's like,
that's a dream though.
That's stressful for me.
That's
stressful for me to think about.
I want to be able to do that though. I want to be able to actually do that. And it's definitely hard. I usually throw it into the wash and then I'm out the door to work. So like, you know, usually as long as you have a structure to like remember to tell your husband, like, can you please throw that in? That's fine. But like, I just thought of something that popped in my mind talking about. So of course we're talking about the funny stuff and like whatever, but when you're getting to a morning routine, how do you feel like your business is?
Oh, man. So I always get into this, like, whenever I feel as though I'm, like, at, like, a lull. Not, like, a lull. The business is still, like, doing well at a lull. But I'm, like, man, I know there's more in the tank. As soon as I decide, like, all right, I'm going to commit to working out twice a day, mm-hmm. getting back on 75 hard, mm-hmm. I instantly, within an hour and a half, I picked up two buyers,
right,
and a renter.
Like it, during your workout, instantly. Like your first workout,
yep. Instantly, and yep. it all goes back to like the energy you put out,
yeah,
right. Yep. And again, too, like what I do is because I push myself, I do like this insane shit in the morning, like go yeah. and crush weights at the gym, yeah. or I go and run a 5K in the morning, and I get a cold right. shower, right. and I do all these hard things.
It's like
first
wild
thing like in the morning.
It's like wild.
And if once I can dominate these couple three things, yeah. like I feel unstoppable during the day.
Yeah.
Like if someone tells me no in business, it doesn't faze me because I've already right. done like all these hard things and I've already prepared. I kind of like to talk about like how it's putting armor on for the day. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm feeling like I'm built up because when I come out of my morning routine and I've hit it like on a consistent routine, I feel like I'm on fire and I'm ready to light the world on fire. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel pretty bulletproof.
yeah. I feel like the same thing happens to me too. Like I'll decide. And do you feel like it's because, like this is how I feel, but do you feel like it's because you're making commitments to yourself that the universe is like, okay, like he's trustworthy. So I'm going to give him some more because he's showing up for himself. So he'll probably show up better for other people. Yep. Do you feel like that's why?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
I believe
that...
it's all because of God first mm-hmm. and foremost. And, mm-hmm. and when I decide to take care of myself, he says, you know what? He can probably handle more. So let's see if we can give him more. Let's see if we can give him more opportunities to give back to people, to help people, to support people,
yeah.
you know, whatever. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer in all that. And I believe that I'm really just getting started
mm-hmm.
still after, you know, chipping away at it and going at it for a couple of years now. You yeah. know, it's still never perfect. You're still always working on it. There's always things you can get better. And then you start that walk. That 45-minute walk becomes the 45-minute run.
Yeah.
And then that 45-minute run becomes the more intense run, you know. So yeah. there's always, like, different stages to improve it, get stronger, and get better at it.
Yeah.
And it just makes you show up better as a person. It makes you stronger as a person. Right. Not to mention, like, I love bragging about it, too. I like telling Declan, I ran
yeah.
45 minutes this morning, man. What'd you do?
Yeah.
Like, joking. Like,
right,
but,
right.
Well, like, I want to show him that's important, like, as a man,
and for
too.
For the kids, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
to hit
is...
these things and... show up as the best version of yourself on a daily basis, you yeah. know, and I think that's important for us to lead by example and show our kids these things.
Right. And it's, you know, kids are watching. The kids are watching. They really are. Like, Declan's always like, are you going to go do your workout? Like, or he'll ask me, like, he always asks me, do you work out yet? Like, he just knows, you know, or whatever it is. But what do you think, what are some things that we can kind of give to people to start, you know, their morning routine? You know, what are some tactical things they can take away? What can they implement? You know, easy, because we know I'm all about baby steps, but if you're like him and you're ready to just like dive in, that's fine. So mm-hmm. maybe you give your advice, I'll give mine. And
yeah,
you know.
I hear one story that kind of really hits me. It was really cool. I heard in the book, and the guy was talking about this heavy set overweight guy, and he was trying to lose weight. And you know, to lose weight, oh, let me go and crush this and do a huge workout and run this. And he's like, no, listen, just make a commitment to get in your car and drive to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Literally,
I was just
drive
telling, sorry,
to the gym.
I was telling someone this story and her mouth was like, what? But
yeah, yeah, just drive to the gym. Don't go in a gym. Just drive to the gym.
Yes.
Stay in the parking lot for 5-10 minutes. Drive home.
Drive home.
And just do that.
For a month, I think.
Do
right?
that for like a month. Yep. And then next step. So now you got the habit of getting out of your car. Mm-hmm. You've probably gotten up early, probably
mm-hmm.
gotten in your car,
mm-hmm.
gotten driving to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
That's courage step one. The hardest part is getting in it.
Right? Yes.
Step two, get started on something small. Go in,
yeah.
walk on a treadmill for 10 minutes.
Right.
Get in your car, go home.
Yeah.
Just do that for like a month. Do yeah. that for a month. Now you're casting all this energy you're casting out into the atmosphere yep. of this person that you want to become.
And you're building right. trust with yourself.
Correct,
that's
yeah.
like insanely important.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's the biggest thing, building confidence and trust
confidence
in yourself.
Confidence and trust, yeah.
When you make a commitment and you execute it,
yeah.
your trust level and your energy, everything goes up. Everything starts raising. So
yeah.
when you start doing these little things, then all of a sudden you're running on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're lifting up weights for the
mm-hmm.
first time. You're
mm-hmm.
doing your first pull-up for the first time. You're pushing yourself. And you start thinking about, like, well, how far can I really take this? You know, like, what's the next step? What's the next step?
Yeah.
And it's so easy to get derailed from that. But,
yes.
again, when you have structure, yes. you have, like, an accountability. You have, like, me. I take the kids as my accountability. Like, I have to be the example for these kids. I have to be the example for my wife, too, as well. I have
yeah.
to be the best
yeah.
version I can when I get to – the end of my life, I don't want to be living with any regrets. I should have this better. I should have that better. I could have did this better. No, I want to put it all on the line every morning when I wake up first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was a huge thing for me. It was like, you know, I talking about that, building that trust, but it really is like such a huge thing, because I feel like if I can't do that for myself, I can't do that for other people every day. Like, I show up as a mom, if I don't at least like wake up and have like a good mindset and trust myself to do that, then I, you know, who am I to like go out there and lead other people for real? That's how I feel. But, for me, like, advice to like start, especially for moms, to kind of start your morning routine, and maybe we're just going to take it as like, you would want to get up early, you know, start small with that, because it's definitely a huge adjustment, you know, start your times, stack the habits, right? I guess that's what you call habit stacking. Yep. You know, if your kids get up at like 6:45 every day, you know, especially if you have older kids, this is not for infants, but older kids, you know, start getting up at like 6:15. Right, give yourself like a half hour, right, every day, and then move it back more every, you know, every week, more than, whenever you feel comfortable, just start moving that time back.
Yeah, I think it's important too as well with that. To add to that is that you're not trying to do it too drastically. Just like I said, the same exact thing with like the weights and the lifting.
Not getting up at 5 a.m.
Different things, yes.
And you're usually getting up at like 6:30. Like, that's a big jump for people. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to start small. And, you know, a coworker actually of mine, she asked me the other day, she's like, Hale, she's like, I just can't commit, you know? And I stopped her right there. And I was like, it's because you want to go all in on something, right? And I told her, just go outside and walk for 10 minutes every day. Do you think you could do that? And I told her the story about the gym, like the guy. I was like, my husband told me this story one time. And she was just like, wait, when you put it like that, she's like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I could definitely get up every day or whatever, take my 10-minute walk for 30 days. And I told her, if you do that for 30 days, don't try to do anything more than that. Just 10 minutes every day for 30 days. You're going to build that trust with yourself. You're going to build that confidence, and you're going to want more for yourself. Mm-hmm.
I think too, when it comes to fitness, it's very important to not attach too many goals.
No.
Like, I want this body fat. I want this weight on the scale. I want this. Right. Instead, just focus on a good plan. Mondays, I'm going to do this.
Right.
Tuesdays, I'm going to do this. Wednesdays, I'm going to do this. Because that's easy to stay on track. It's very hard and discouraging when the one time you eat bad, or the one time you stepped on a scale and you just drank too much water and your scale is higher than it is, and it messes up your whole mindset. And instead of like these small things that can deviate you off the plan, just focus on a good routine inside that workout.
Yeah. People struggle the most with fitness, I feel like. So it really just all goes back to habit stacking your fitness routine, because I do. That was a big struggle of mine, was because I love walks. I can commit to that. So I know that for me to get back in rhythm, say I did fall off, which like with after Finn, I did, right? I'm like, okay, but I know I can trust myself to get out there and do a walk. So I'm going to do that. And then I started doing the Peloton, which is way out of my comfort zone, doing the Peloton. Now I'm doing my fit on workouts again. Like, I definitely have a stack. I don't try to jump in all at once. So that's always my biggest advice, you know?
Yeah. And to add to the habit stack side of things too, shift a little bit towards mindset too, and sharpening your soul inside your head too as well. So while I'm working out, it's very important to me that I'm not listening to music. I mean, a lot of people like to listen to music. Dude, I take that as a 45 minutes to an hour where I can consume some good content, whether it's like a YouTube video, YouTube clips, if it's a good podcast or a good audiobook or something that I'm reading, you know, just another way I can literally create two different things that are working for me. I'm working my muscles and I'm working my brain, and I'm getting my brain firing on other cylinders and things to focus on. So again, it keeps you more positive, more upbeat. And then when you start listening to these positive things and good things and motivating things in the morning, you look for that stuff during the day, and it keeps you in an abundant mindset rather than a lack mindset.
For sure.
Too, as well.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, talk about what you do with your Bible app and stuff like that. A lot of people say, you know, oh, I'm spiritual. Where can I get more intentional with my spirituality? How can I do it? Most people, first and foremost, they think church, right? So it's hard for us to get to church on a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
There's five of us total to try to get us out the door.
Yeah.
I'm probably pretty consistent with every other week.
Yeah.
Sometimes getting to church, but what I can do every single day is I can open a Bible app.
Yeah.
Which my wife does.
Yeah.
And talk about that.
It's called YouBible app. I know I've told so many people about it and they love it, but basically you just get like a verse of the day and they go over devotion and then you just read. And it's just like, it definitely is such a nice way because it's very modernized. So, you know, but you could definitely read the Bible if you want to, but this just gives you guidance on how to really read it, how to interpret the message. Like, it's definitely really nice. But yeah, and even like going, and because I'm very spiritual, like I need to have that in my life. I pray a lot, like every day, every night. You know, I pray over the kids. Like, I just, you know,
she prayed for me.
I'm big on that. I did pray for you. Yes, I did. I sure did for like 2 years or so. Yep, I sure did. Actually, probably for a very long time. Yeah. But. Yeah, the whole church thing. So that's definitely a hard routine for me to do. Now, I grew up big in the church, but what I did for a while was I did online church. Mm-hmm. I did Joel Osteen, and I did, I can't think of his name, but he's down south. I blanked on his name.
Not Craig Rochelle.
No, he's and not one. George Ford or whatever his name is. But anyway, he's really good. I'll think about it. But yeah,
put it in the comment section.
But it's online church. Yeah, I can put it in the comment section if I think about it. But he's online church, and it's just like nice, like, you know, you don't actually have to get up and drive there. It is nice to be surrounded by community and things, but you know, that's what I do to kind of hit my spiritual every day.
Yeah, and then also too, it's very easy for you if you're on social media to connect and try to find like a local Bible study or someone who does Bible study or someone who shares, you know, that spiritual influence for you to connect with them, you know, whatever. It's just another good tangible tactic way you can connect better with your creator.
And you know what, I just wanted to touch on, I know we're going a little long here, but you know, because people always ask me like, how do you incorporate the business into like your day? And honestly, it's in my morning routine. I try to, once I'm done, I have like my coffee, I do my app, I try to get my mindset ready. But then you know, I love content creating, so then I usually start creating my stories. I start my whole day in the life, like I start my shake, share my shake, things like that. And then I just kind of go through, I have a social media, like template. So it tells me week to week what I'm going to be posting. So I just go in there, I look at the topic, and then I, you know, make a post about it. So like, that's how I, you know, really, you know, find the time for that is in the morning before the kids are even up. I try to make my post, you know, I try to connect back with people in the morning, you know, and then throughout the day in the pockets of my time. But it's definitely big for me to front load a lot of that, like right off the bat. So, you know,
that's the key word, front load. I can't imagine, because when I was younger and single, pretty much, I would do like a 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock gym.
Oh,
and
man, that'd be nice.
You come home and then get dressed, and I would close as a manager. I get in the restaurant at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Yeah. You know,
and you people who have kids, if you're listening to this, you have like, oh my gosh, like the best days.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely need structure still, but it's definitely probably more relaxed. We used to laugh at this couple we used to live next to at our townhouse community. We used to laugh because they'd be out playing tennis. I'm like, wow, like they probably, and I'm sure they had routines, but it was like literally just around them, you know, like they're like, yeah, I'll go to break up, go to brunch, you know, come back, let's do like a little tennis workout. Like, we used to crack up, like, that is not us, like, you know, not until the kids are older, but.
Yeah, and also too, how about setting up your morning routine too, as well, as a big thing, right? Make sure you have your coffee pot filled and brewed. Make sure you have your gym clothes laid out.
Yeah,
you know, make sure you have the house decent. Sink empty.
Think about like the small things. Like, yeah, here you go. Here are some tangible things to take away from this. Is having the coffee machine ready on auto, which we don't have. We had to get rid of our coffee pot broke. So we have a Mr. Coffee that you have to hit the button. But we used to have it on auto. It would go off every day at 4:45. So it was ready when I came downstairs. I'm a little spoiled in that way. I like my coffee ready before I come down. But that is huge. And then putting your workout clothes at night. If I don't put them out, you bet I'm not working out. But if I put them out, I know in my mind, I already made this promise to myself before I went to bed. So they're sitting there. I do put them on. It doesn't mean that I jump right into it, but I know at some point within the next 2 hours of me waking up, I'm definitely going to hit a workout.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I already made that promise myself the night before. So it's definitely, setting yourself up the night before, even like your kids' clothes. I always lay out Declan's clothes, like whatever you can do to front load at night too, is definitely going to go into your morning routine. Get your book out, right? Make sure your book's on the counter, your journal, make sure your pencil's there, like all the stuff. Make sure you're prepared.
Make sure it's sharp.
I got to get back into it. Look at me. I'm like, yeah, Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm still habit stacking here. But yeah,
I think it's important to understand.
But I used to do that all that.
The middle of the day is for, you know, tasks and, mm-hmm. and for work and for taking care of the kids and spending yeah. time with the kids and being present, for being one-on-one. Sure. So yeah. you got to pick and choose.
The middle of the day is like go with the flow with the kids for sure. Like whatever the yeah. weather's like, whatever they're feeling like for me, it's just kind of like go with the flow. Mm-hmm. You know, I try not to stress out too much about.
Yeah. Yeah. So things, if you don't have kids, maybe your morning routine is actually midday routine or whatever. Right. So it's got to blend, but have intentionality around it. Be specific. Know what you're working on, know what you're working towards,
yes.
and just have a good plan in place for you to go towards some things.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I think this was really good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. It was a good episode.
Put a bow on it.
I know. Yeah, definitely put a bow on it. I hope you guys got some, like, good tangible things from that, you know? And the good thing is, like, you can replay this as many times as you want. Take notes. You know, sure. let us know. Reach out if you have any questions.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're definitely here to support. Definitely here for accountability for sure.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
See you next time.